Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello, welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today we come to the Word of God and we're going to begin a short series in the life of Joseph. Joseph is one of the real characters of the Bible and his story is recorded in the book of Genesis. Now he's mentioned in a few other places, but that's where the story unfolds. His background, his family life is quite interesting because Jacob did end up with two wives, Leah and Rachel. And Rachel was the one that he really loved, which was obviously rather tough on Leah. But he loved Rachel, but Rachel wasn't producing children. But Joseph did eventually arrive. And Jacob loved him a lot. Again, this was going to cause some problems because his other sons, born of the other marriage, clearly they weren't happy when they saw Joseph being a bit of a favourite. And they were particularly unhappy when Joseph brings a bad report about his brothers. Now, the thing is, Scripture doesn't give us details, so we don't know what was behind the bad report, whether it was justified or not. But we certainly know that they would obviously not be pleased to feel that they had been spied upon or talked about to their father. One of the things that Jacob did was to have made for Joseph a coat of many colours. And this robe was really quite significant. You would see it quite clearly. And, it didn't again go down well with the brothers. But in the midst of all this, here's a very strange thing that happens. Joseph has a dream, and in the dream, he says, I was binding sheaves, or we were binding sheaves of grain out in the field, when suddenly my sheaf rose and stood upright while your sheaves gathered round mine and bowed down to it. His brothers said to him, do you intend to reign over us? Will you actually rule us? And they hated him all the more because of his dream, what he said. Then he had another dream. And he said, listen, I had another dream, and this time the sun, moon, and 11 stars were bowing down to me. When he told his father as well as his brothers, his father rebuked him and said, what is this dream you had? Will your mother and I and your brothers actually come and bow down to the ground before you? His brothers were jealous of him, but his father kept the matter in mind. What's really going on is most interesting because when you look at the whole story, you see that Joseph was getting things right. Now, whether he was presenting it in the right way and whether he was handling himself with wisdom in front of his brothers and indeed in front of his father and mother, that's another issue. But the reality is that clearly this dream came from God. We know when we get to the end of the story that mother, father, they have to recognize, the brothers, that Joseph is in a place of authority and they need to respect that authority. But what this really is teaching us is that God can speak to people. And even though they may not handle what he says to them very well, even though they may cause a lot of problems with relationships, not being in the best place and not having humility, not having wisdom. After all, this would have come to pass if Joseph had said nothing, because it was truly of God. The challenge is we can hear from God, we can have revelations from God, but that doesn't mean that we are always going to handle these things right. I'm going to pause in a moment. We're going to have some worship, after which my good friend Patrick will join me, and we'll think a little bit more about this early start in the life of Joseph. Thank you.
a love so real I wanna shout it out. I will praise you in the sunshine through the rain. Now I know I'll never be the same. Lord, I'm praying, kneeling on the ground. I got a thankful heart, I was lost, but now I'm found. Speak and the song I sing, I will praise you in the sunshine through the rain. Now I know I'll never be the same. Now I'm praying, kneeling on the ground. I got a thankful heart, I was lost, but now I'm found.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've come now to talk to Richard further about the story of Joseph, as we read in Genesis chapter 37. Richard, let's just look at this as an overview, first of all. Joseph, obviously, a very well-known figure in Jewish heritage, in Jewish history. How important a figure was he, would you say?
Well, I think he emerges as an extremely important figure, because in many ways you see a type of Christ, the way in which he goes through suffering but comes out of suffering and out of real difficulty to emerge as a figure who cares and who's able to provide and provide in abundance for people who starve. And I guess that's the main sort of picture that people think of, Jesus coming into this world, suffering, going to the cross, but out of that, incredible provision for us, for our spiritual welfare and eternal welfare when we believe in him.
You alluded to the beginning of his story, the fact that he was effectively a half-brother to his brothers. And that just made me think of, you know, family relationships, even today, you know, can be very complicated. People can be half-brothers, there can be all kinds of different relationships, and that can lead to difficulties, can't it, in terms of people getting on together. I just wonder how people in different types of relationships, you know, within the family, how should we deal with that kind of thing?
Well, I think that we did suggest that possibly Joseph didn't handle this too well. Mm. But the reality is that they had the same father. And that, of course, means that the respect for their father should have actually overcome any differences they had. And as the story unfolds, it's interesting that Joseph, undoubtedly weak, undoubtedly with faults, but the respect for his father is always uppermost, whereas the brothers, they seem to lose that respect. I mean, to get rid of Joseph was clearly a total lack of respect. Mm. They had a bit of a conscience about it, but yes, so relationships can be difficult, they can be complex, but there has to be that respect for authority, and especially the father, who was common to both.
Do you think in many situations, in many cultures today, that respect for your parents is lacking?
I think it is. I think that it is a fundamental flaw in many situations, almost a despising and a rejection of fathers and an unwillingness to come to terms with a father's leadership, a father's heart. Of course, some fathers are not all they should be either. But it is an issue, and here I think it's quite a crucial issue.
Yeah. So this dream then that he has, can we say that dream was from God? You know, how much of this is God-directed, would you say?
Well, I do believe the dream was from God, simply because the test of a prophecy is, does it come true? Does it actually work out? If people make all these great claims about what God is saying and it never comes to pass, well, that, of course, puts a very big question mark on the authenticity of their comment. But this did come about. I just think Joseph should have sat on it rather than spoken it out, because God would have done it. That seems to me a very important error here.
An interesting start to Joseph's story. Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at God's word in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.